BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. It's going to be a little different sort of program today in that we're going to be talking about a day that is often overlooked. Many are familiar with Mother's Day and also with Father's Day, but did you know that this Sunday is Grandparents' Day? And we're going to change our focus from a news roundup day here today in order to give honor and certainly respect to grandparents and to elderly as well. You don't have to be elderly, I know, to be a grandparent. But nonetheless, looking at legacyproject.org, just to get a little into the history here, National Grandparents Day falls each year on the first Sunday after Labor Day. Not a holiday invented to sell cards and flowers, but it was initiated at the grassroots level by a West Virginian, Marion Lucille Herndon McQuaid. With the behind-the-scenes support of her husband, Joseph McQuaid, they had 15 children, 43 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild after being married for over 60 years. He passed away in 2001, she in 2008. But there were three purposes that were established for this National Grandparents Day. Number one was to honor grandparents. Number two, to give grandparents an opportunity to show love for their children's children. And then number three is to help children become aware of the strength, information, and guidance that older people can offer. So it's interesting that it is a day not only to honor grandparents, but to also to give grandparents the opportunity to show love for their children's children, their grandchildren. Well, Mrs. McQuaid wanted Grandparents' Day to be a family day, and she envisioned families enjoying small private gatherings, perhaps even a family reunion or participating in community events. It also gives a chance to publicly affirm the identity and importance of grandparents, that they do play a very vital role in families. It's a day of giving of self and sharing hopes, dreams, and values, setting an example and advocating for future generations. Generations United in Washington, D.C. encourages all ages to engage in intergenerational civic engagement for the entire week following National Grandparents Day. Well, Mrs. McQuaid had modestly referred to herself as just a housewife, but her unending work to establish and publicize the holiday marks her as a true community leader. She spent a lot of her life advocating for older adults. In 1971, she was elected vice chair of the West Virginia Community on Aging, appointed as a delegate to the White House Conference on Aging. In 1972, Mrs. McQuaid's efforts resulted in President Nixon proclaiming a National Shut-In Day. She served as president of the Vocational Rehab Foundation, vice president of West Virginia Health Systems Agency, appointed to the Nursing Home Licensing Board, among many other involvements. But she started her campaign for a day to honor grandparents in 1970, and worked with civic and business and church leaders, political leaders, to launch the first day in her home state in 1973. Finally, she got her bigger goal, and that was in 1979, President Jimmy Carter proclaimed the first Sunday after Labor Day each year as National Grandparents Day, and September was chosen to signify the autumn years of life. In part, the proclamation read, "Grandparents are our continuing tie to the near past, to the efforts, or rather the events and beliefs and experiences that so strongly affect our lives and the world around us. Whether they are own or surrogate grandparents who fill some of the gaps in our mobile society, our senior generation also provides our society a link to our national heritage and traditions. We all know grandparents whose values transcend passing fads and pressures and who possess the wisdom of distilled pain and joy. Because they are usually free to love and guide and befriend the young without having to take daily responsibility for them, they can often reach out past pride and fear of failure and close the space between generations." Well, something that I found was very interesting is that while Mother's Day and Father's Day have apostrophes, you know, after Mother, apostrophe S, Mother's Day and Father's Day, while they have apostrophes, officially Grandparents' Day does not. It seems that may have some simply been an oversight when the holiday was proclaimed, but it's an oversight that serves the holiday well. Mrs. McQuaid did not envision the holiday as belonging to grandparents. Instead, she saw it as a day of celebration involving the whole family, a day to connect the generations. Just as much a day to honor grandparents as it is a day for grandparents themselves to confirm their loving legacy to the generations that follow them. And I thought that was a very interesting point that was laid out there. Well, enough about the history of that. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the issue itself, because we have found much of the trouble in our society today is what's going on in passing on one's faith and passing it on to the next generation. We have often referred to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, where the proclamation was made, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And all the people agreed, "Amen, you know, we're standing with you here." And then as we go to the book of Judges, chapter 2, in the latter part of verse 10, it says, "And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were around them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he delivered them into the hands of spoilers, and spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed." So we see what happens when there is a generation that has risen up that knew not the Lord, didn't know the works of God that he had done for Israel. And we see the impact where God then allowed for evil to come upon them because they did evil in his sight. They forsook God. They turned their back on him. And so God delivered them into the hands of their enemies. And certainly we see the issues that transpired there of a people that turned their back on God and raising the next generation that doesn't know God. And it's so important in the role of grandparents to pass on their faith. And perhaps the most classic verse in all of Scripture on this issue is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, as Paul writes to Timothy when he says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee," in other words, the genuine faith that is in thee, "which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also." And then later in chapter 3, Paul reminds Timothy to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Who did he learn them from? Well, he learned them from his grandmother Lois, from his mother Eunice, from the apostle Paul himself. He said, "From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." And so we see the important role that a grandparent has in the life of their grandchildren. You know, I'm so troubled today in our society by the disrespect for the elderly that is taking place. And it has been very much on the increase, disrespected by younger generations, but even by society as a whole. And increasingly, as us boomers of boomer age, we're going to become this great burden on society by our swelling numbers, and there's going to be even greater pressure placed on the elderly to take their life so that they will not be a burden on society. And that coming pressure is going to intensify. It's already happening in some locations. You don't want to be a burden on your children or your grandchildren. And that attitude is on the increase in different parts of the world. And it's going to hit home here in the United States as well, as the boomer generation turns elderly. Well, today on Crosstalk, we're going to honor grandparents and set aside the day to give honor where honor is due. And in honor of grandparents today, we are posing this as a two-part question today that says, if you are a grandparent, You may call and express what you are doing in order to pass on your faith to your grandchildren. How are you interacting with your grandchildren in that regard? Or you may wish to call and honor a grandparent yourself. You might be a child, you might be an adult, but maybe you want to share what lessons you have learned from your grandparents, or maybe wish to honor a grandparent today. So much of society does not want to look toward the elderly any longer. And again, not all grandparents are elderly, but the general rule is turning one's eyes and attitude against the elderly as being no longer valuable to this present day, to this present generation, and forgetting and neglecting all that this generation has taught and needs to continue to teach to the younger generation. So as we open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk, we're going to give you this opportunity, again, if you are a grandparent, to call and express what you are doing to pass on your faith to your grandchildren. Or if you are a grandchild, you may wish to call and honor a grandparent. You might be a youngster, you might be an adult calling to give honor. Maybe it's a lesson learned from your grandparents. Our number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And even as I do this program, I had the surprise of my little granddaughter, one of them, peering in through the window here today. And so we're glad to have little Hadley in our studio here today. But I found it interesting as well, the study by George Barna that was asked of whose faith has influenced you. 68% said their mother's faith had influenced them, 46% saying their father's faith, 37% said a grandparent's faith influenced them. And so today, let's give honor to grandparents. And again, if you're a grandparent, tell us today what you are doing to pass on the faith to your grandchildren. Or if you're a grandchild, you might be a youngster or an adult, to call in and express what you are, how you honor your grandparents, or what lessons have you learned from your grandparents, even as you teach your own children, or as you would like to give honor to them today. Our phone number here at Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Today's program in honor of grandparents. We're going to the phone lines here today. We've got some open lines right now at 800-733-9829. Karen is calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, thank you for doing this. I honor all grandparents out there. And in fact, I don't have any of the grandparents on either side, but I really love to, when I'm near on the nursing homes or listening to people that are older, they have such wisdom, and it's nice to hear their stories. And, you know, if we don't learn from our history, we're doomed to repeat it. And they are our history. They can tell us things that we can learn from. So I honor all grandparents today. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, for your call. From Pennsylvania, we're going to Alabama. Stephanie, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I am a grandmother from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that I love being a grandmother. I am blessed being a grandmother, and I enjoy taking my grandchildren to school, and I go with a granddaughter to church every Sunday, and it's a blessing.
Amen.
I'm just thankful I can do it.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. We'll take a quick break. We're going to continue with your phone calls today. Yeah, let's not talk about the plight of the world today. Let's honor grandparents. Pick up your phone. Give us a call.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, as a scientist, is it legitimate to use Scripture in your creation teaching?
Yes, indeed, Chris. In fact, I think it's illegitimate not to. There are times, of course, when a scientific answer is needed. In some of our creation evolution debates on university campuses, we try to limit the arguments to the scientific evidences only. But we never try to hide the fact that we're Bible-believing Christians and are coming at this from a biblical perspective. There is no intent to deceive. Often people who attend these debates have their eyes open to the truth of creation and then are more ready to accept a later witness from Scripture. But keep in mind that Scripture is alive and powerful and able to do mighty things. If we would truly win the argument, we must go back to Genesis without apology as our basis for creation.
For more on the importance of creation, visit our website at icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today's program is in honor of grandparents. We've never done this before for Grandparents' Day, but thought we'd do it this year and give you opportunity to make a call. Again, if you're a grandparent, just call and express what you are doing to pass on your faith to your grandchildren. And or if you wish to call and honor a grandparent today, you're welcome to do that as well. Our number 800-733-9829. Our lines are filled right now, but as soon as we hang up with a caller, that's your opportunity to give us a call. Let's go to the phone lines again. Debbie is calling from Zanesville, Ohio. Debbie, you're on the air.
Yes, it says in James 5:16, where it says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
I remember my dad's side, Archer, Reverend John Archer and Drexie Archer and Frances Archer, she died first. They were power of prayer. They were prayer warriors, and I think all of us children, grandchildren, that's why we're saved today, Jim, and I just thank God for that, for the heritage that I have. I'm so blessed to have grandparents like I did have.
Amen.
They're all deceased, but they were powers of prayer. They were, he was evangelist, Reverend John L. Archer.
Thank you, Debbie, for your call today.
Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
That was Debbie in Zanesville, Ohio. We're going to another Debbie, this one in Ashtabula, Ohio. Debbie, you're on the air.
Yes. What I do with my grandson is I take him to Sunday school and church every week, and he faithfully comes with me. I started taking him when he was just 5 years old, and he is now 13 years old. And so, I discuss issues with him that are issues in relation to drugs and different things, also from a perspective of religion. But he doesn't seem to object, and he does talk to me about things, and he believes in the Lord. And so I think he's on the right path, and I'm so glad I was able to do it for him.
Amen. Thank you, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Kathleen is calling from Yakima, Washington. You're on the air, Kathleen.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to call and say that it's so important to teach your grandchildren the good songs that were taught to me when I was younger in the song from the Psalms, the little songs we learned from the Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loves me. All of the songs from the hymns, the old hymns, are so important to retain those and teach them to your grandchildren because they're full of theology, and that's very important. And then Bible verses, teaching them Bible verses as often as you can, either through singing or through opening your Bible and teaching them little bits of Bible verses here and there. You know, there's little children that can... Just the other day at church, there was a little child. The mother and the grandmother were teaching that child a full chapter of the Bible, and I was just so impressed. It's just so wonderful. And I just am so thankful that I had a grandfather that kept my great-grandfather's pulpit Bible and took it down when I was just 4 or 5 years old. And showed me that God's word is so important.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kathleen, for sharing that today.
You're so very welcome. Thank you. Have
sure.
a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Madras, Oregon. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi. I have 3 grandchildren, and when they get the opportunity to spend the night with us, I use that time to teach them all kinds of Bible things. We started out, as your previous caller said, with hymns and songs like I learned when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read to them. I have a book called Hurlbut's Story of the Bible. So I read that, and it makes those stories come alive. We teach them the Bible. We listen to music. I'm reading them bedtime stories that are biblical, all the things that I can do. The oldest one recently has completed 5th grade at a Christian school. They got the opportunity to go to the Ark Creation in Kentucky, mm-hmm. as a class. The two youngest ones now are in the same Christian school, and they call me daily and tell me how they pray and read the Bible in school. I'm very excited and very blessed.
Amen.
Thank you for this program.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now. Connie in Delavan, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to give honor to my parents, Ken and Mary Jane Rudy, who have been so very, very instrumental in the lives of their nine grandchildren and just became great-grandparents this past June. I mean, they are the rock of the entire family, and I just want to give a shout-out how much they are loved and treasured and bringing up all their children, grandchildren, and now great-grandchildren in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. I have a couple open lines here, 800-733-9829. Amanda is calling next from Ohio. Amanda, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jim. I'd like to say that I would truly give honor and thankfulness to God for giving me a wonderful, godly mamaw, my mom's mom. She had lost her husband, my papaw. He was walking down the sidewalk, and a drunk driver went over a lane onto the sidewalk and hit him, and it killed him on impact. And my mamaw always said, you know, we can't take care of this because I guess the man got by with this somehow. I don't know how, but she always told us, forgive, because we were forgiven and God will take care of this. So if my mamaw, who was, again, I truly believe this by seeing her fruits, if she could forgive this man, then it always helped me when I got so angry and upset about things that would harm me or hurt my family, that would be recalled to my memory. And she taught my mom to pray, and my mom taught me to pray, and I've been able to teach my daughter to pray. And I'm so thankful. I am so thankful to God for giving me godly grandparents on both sides. I've been taught something from both sides, so I truly am thankful to God.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Amanda.
Thank you. God bless.
A tremendous heritage, a legacy that can be left by grandparents in the very words you say, your attitudes, your reaction to the trials and struggles of the day. Let's go to Kentucky, and is it Tava?
Yes.
Go ahead, Tava, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that my grandmother, Barbara Tincher, used to take all 17 of her grandkids to church every Sunday. We didn't miss, and we would go home after Sunday and cook a big old dinner, and I just miss that. And I just want to pray that she's still alive, she's legally blind, but she goes to church every single Sunday.
Amen. Thank you for calling. Veronica from Mobile, Alabama, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling to say that I grew up without my grandparents, but throughout my life, one of my major goals, I prayed and asked, I said, Lord, I want to be the grandparent or the grandmothers that I didn't have. Well, God certainly answered that prayer. I am the grandmother of three granddaughters and recently learned that we have a grandson on the way.
Oh, tremendous.
And I just want to encourage mothers and grandmothers. Sometimes it becomes a chore, hardship, but let me remind you of God's word, his promise. At Proverbs 17:6, it says, children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children.
Hmm.
My granddaughters, we three generations live under one roof, but on a weekly basis, we have a devotional Bible study, and they are in the Word, and the Word is in each one of them, and we are looking to start a ministry. So I thank you for taking my call, and again, I just want to encourage parents, especially grandparents, that God has given us an assignment, and we're superheroes. And we just have to let our grandkids know that. Thank you again for taking my call.
Thank you, Veronica. Rocky is calling from Austin, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to praise the Lord for my grandparents. I am now 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they taught me years and years and years ago, I still remember. And my grandmother, especially on my dad's side, was very, very influential in that. I'd get into some crazy moods and stuff, and she talked me out of it and used the Bible to do so. And I fell away, and then I got rescued by some friends of mine. And I'm back knowing the Lord now, and it's a blessing and a half. And I thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Rocky, for sharing that today. Margie is calling from Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air, Margie.
Hello, this is Margie Hester. I just wanted to give kudos to grandparents, especially my family. I have a son and a daughter, 4 grandchildren, and 2 beautiful great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And every one of them, except the babies, know the Lord. They've followed the Lord all their life. They've never given us Amen. A minute's trouble. And so I am so proud to be a grandmother. And at this point in my life, at 82 years old, God has called me to pray for them daily.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
So it's a very, very big blessing. Sometimes you feel like your life's done, but I got a big job ahead praying for all of my grandchildren and my great-grandbabies.
You sure do.
And I thank you for honoring parents and grandparents today.
Thank you, Margie. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, don't give up. Don't give up. Continue those prayers. Just as she had stated there. Ron is calling from Coshocton, Ohio. You're on the air, Ron.
Yeah, hi, Brother Jim. I'd like to thank a woman who was influential into regarding my Christian education. She wasn't my grandmother, but she was my mother's first husband's mother.
Hmm.
And my grandparents, my biological grandparents, they weren't really churchgoers. Until later in life, after I had, grown up. And this woman, she was a Sunday school teacher for 50 years. And she was very, influential in my walk with Christ. And, along my path in life, I strayed a little bit. But if it were not for her teachings, I wouldn't be here today. And I hope that our grandparents aren't forgotten.
Yeah.
Like you said, you were saying that they're not appreciated anymore by this generation, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Because, this woman saved my life, Brother Jim.
Hmm.
Well, her teachings did.
Well,
but
praise God. Thank you for the testimony.
Sure,
man.
Sure. Thank you. Have a nice afternoon.
Thank you. You as well. We have Dan calling in from Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim.
Hi.
I wanted to give credit to my grandfather, Al Fuchs. Without him, I'd be physically and spiritually dead. He got me out of a really dark spot, got me into church, got me saved. And he's just, ever since I was a little kid, taught me what it was like to be a man.
Hmm.
And we just don't have that much anymore. It's a shame the way, like you said, the disrespect for the older generation is sad and shameful. But I just thank God that I had a grandfather and a grandmother that taught me the word from day one and got me saved.
Well, we praise God for that, Dan.
Yeah, me too. And I praise God for your show and thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the call. And indeed, yes, we're taking a break. I know there are many issues that are going on in this world. We'll continue to keep you informed, but certainly to take time to give tribute and honor to grandparents and as a grandparent to encourage you to continue to be that godly influence. Oh, you may not see results, but just continue to be that influence. Continue in prayer for your grandchildren as well. We're up against a break, so let's take that break, and we'll be back in 1 minute to take more of your calls here on Crosstalk as we have a program today in honor of grandparents. James 4:14 poses this thought, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, "But I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values." While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed his blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and today we have a special program in honor to grandparents, and again reminding us of 2 Timothy 1:5, as Paul called to remembrance, as he said, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, speaking to Timothy, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I'm persuaded that in thee also. We see that heritage that was passed on from Lois to Eunice to Timothy, and the impact that it had on Timothy's life. And just wanted to have a program as we're approaching Grandparents' Day this coming Sunday, that we take a time and just honor. I don't recall us ever doing this on a Crosstalk program, but thought let's do it today as we honor grandparents today, or if you're a grandparent, to just share what it is you're doing to pass on your faith to your grandchildren as well. And it just might be an encouragement to somebody who has been ready to give up. Let's go to Robert calling in from Glendale, Wisconsin. Robert, you're on the air.
Much, Brother Jim. Thank you. Are you a grandparent?
I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, I just want to praise the Lord that you have that opportunity to also do what everybody is saying they get the opportunity to do.
Yeah.
I am a grandparent, and I am a great-grandparent.
Hmm.
My oldest great-grandson just turned 5 last Monday, and we celebrated his 5th birthday in Kansas City, Missouri, over last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my second great-grandson turns 1 the 10th of this month, which is in 4 days.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention that. I'll be 67,
mm-hmm.
and I've been blessed through my son and my first oldest grandson. But my dad's mother, Jean J. Tumlinson, Joan is her name, or was her name. She is in glory now. I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, and where we lived was the Westport District, and in that district was Broadway Baptist Church, and we have a Jewish heritage,
mm-hmm.
okay, but I know she was Messianic to the max because she was the one that had a Bible that laid out the gospel, and I saw it, and she saw it, and she gave it to me, or she presented it to me. But she used to take me up to Broadway Baptist every so often on Sundays, and she would drop me off there, and she would tell me to go in there and find an usher or somebody and let them know that I was there to learn about Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
And I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that began his work in my life. And at 24 years old, I bent the knee and confessed with the mouth that he is Lord. I asked him to forgive me. I repented of my sins, and I was saved, born again over in Guam while I was in a Navy hospital over there recuperating from a knee injury. And it was because of my grandmother, my dad's mother, that I am born again today.
Amen.
I truly believe, because she was the first influence of, kind of abstractedly giving or presenting the gospel to me. She gave it to me.
Right.
Laid it out in her Bible. She had me go to Broadway Baptist to have somebody else to teach me from, a totally Christian perspective.
Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate your call here today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Yes, indeed. A grandparent. We have 7 grandchildren and 2 on the way right now. So the Lord certainly is blessed, and we thank him for that special honor. Denise in Wind Lake, Wisconsin, you're on the air, Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hello?
Yes.
I would like to honor my mother-in-law. Her name is Elaine Pickus. And she taught all 4 of our kids, the Word of God, and I'm honored to have 10 grandchildren that she teaches now.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. We got a lot of background noise here, but thank you for the call. Jeff is next in Ashland, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'm a grandparent of 8 children, grandchildren, and I live quite a ways away from them, and I don't get to see or talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with the idea last week to put my, I'm going to record my testimony about how I found God and why I believe. And I'm going to put it on Facebook, and then that way my children and my grandchildren can visit it, and they can watch it and rewatch it. And I thought it would be the way for me to leave my legacy. So
Very good. Thank you
for your show. I enjoy listening to you every day, and God bless.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for listening. Joseph in Sussex, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to thank my, let's say, grandfather, Vincent Schneider, for showing me what it means to be a rugged individual, and I'll be thankful to him. And also, I'd like to remind us of what the Bible says about honoring the hoary head,
mm-hmm.
Elderly, and then also that we are to return to the paths of old. And in current events unraveling at an ever-increasing rate, it's all increasingly important that the elderly Christian gentlemen among us teach us. And that, on the other hand, the younger men, such as ourselves, would sit still and listen to them.
Amen. Yes, thank you. Appreciate that, those comments. Jeff, Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm a grandparent myself, and my story is about my grandmother when I was in third or fourth grade. I had 4 sisters, and I was either hollering at them or I took something away. I don't remember what I did, but my grandmother said later, "You should tell them you're sorry for that." And I said, "I'm not sorry for anything I do." Then she mentioned, I don't know exactly what she said, but it was something to do with being sorry for my sins.
Mm.
And I forgot about that for a long time, and it came back when I was in my late teens. So, grandparents, if you say something to your grandchildren, they might remember it for a long time.
You sure did, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
And Jim, Charleston, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes. I have 3 children. I'm very blessed to have 3 children, but I do not have any grandchildren. And at the end of December 2015, my older son went home to be with the Lord.
Mm.
And that left kind of a void in my life because he was the one closest geographically, and we spent a lot of time together. So I was seeking the Lord about what I was supposed to do, and a campus minister from the local campus here and contacted me and said they were going to start having an event every month for international students, and he wanted me to come. And I said, well, I'll think about it, but I wasn't really sure I was supposed to call, go, so I just prayed about it. And I was very hesitant to go, but I ended up going, and from that time on, I've kind of adopted grandchildren from all over the world. I was just shocked when I went to this event. I didn't think they would be interested in meeting anyone my age. I thought they'd all be interested in people their own age, mm-hmm. but they just were attracted to me. In fact, the first group that I was especially worked with were from India, and I was around them, and I never picked up much of their language, but I kept on hearing them say tha-tha this and tha-tha that. And so I finally said, what does tha-tha mean in your language? And they said, grandfather.
Wow.
So they've been calling me grandfather behind my back. Mm. Or I think they thought it hurt my feelings if they heard me say that. So I told them they could call me that. So it's amazing. Some of them have gotten saved.
Yeah.
Some of them still call me on the phone and ask me to pray with them. And they know when I pray, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. They don't have any problem with that at all. And God's since expanded it. And I now have now working with students from Saudi Arabia and in Japan, and even was invited to a wedding in Japan a year ago.
Jim, so, the Lord is greatly blessed.
Yeah, he brought the mission field to me. I didn't have to go to you.
Thank you for your call today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Josh in Hillsboro, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jim, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say I'm very thankful for my grandparents. I've got Christian grandparents on both sides. my one grandfather is with the Lord right now, and I just wanted to emphasize if they weren't willing to teach me the things that they did, I wouldn't know half as much as I do today.
Mm.
Common sense things and economical things and biblical things that I wouldn't know near as much as I do today.
Had a profound impact on your life.
Absolutely. And I guess the point that I'd like to make today would be mostly to the younger generation, but that would just be to, be thankful for your grandparents, even to the point of going out of your way to let them know that you're thankful for them and how much you love them. And a friend of mine recently challenged me on that, and I've just been trying to do that best I could.
Mm. Thanks for sharing that, Josh. I trust many will take you up on that.
Well, thank you, sir, and you have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Sandy from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you so much for your program. It's really inspiring, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm a grandmother and a great-grandmother, and I realize that these grandchildren are just laid in our laps by the Lord, and our prayers are a gift to them. God has given us a gift in them, and we have the gift that can touch their lives for a lifetime. And even when we're no longer around to see the results, God has an important ministry for us, mm-hmm. and not only in word and deed, but also in prayer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A grandchild can never have too much prayer or too much love.
That's right. Thank you, Sandy, for sharing that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And again, as I'm hearing some of the encouragement, grandparents don't grow weary in well-doing. As Scripture, you'll reap if you faint not. Just continue sowing the seed and praying and giving that love and attention. And certainly that is not wasted energy. It's not wasted love. It's not wasted prayers. You never know the impact that will have upon a life. As people have called to remember the things that a grandparent said. And then as we had a grandchild call, Josh here a bit ago too, about the importance of go out of your way to let your grandparents know you love them and that you care and let them know how much you appreciate them. Let's go to Georgia. Leroy, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I'm glad you're having this program today. I wasn't fortunate enough to know my grandfathers, but I did know both my grandmothers and my dad's mother, although my mother's mother was religious, and through her efforts, my mother took my sisters and I to church.
Mm-hmm.
But my father's mother read the Bible with me and my sisters from Genesis to Revelation.
Wow.
And one of the most important things she shared with me, it's one day I was going to church with my mom. She told me, you can go to that building all you want to, but if he's not in you, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I know the word because of her.
Praise God.
I thank the Lord for her.
Amen. Thank you, Leroy. Janet in Charleston, Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. When you mentioned grandparents, I did not have the privilege of knowing my grandfathers, but I did have a wonderful grandmother. But I was just thinking about the Holocaust and how these elderly people are being forgotten, and they say never forget.
Yeah.
Well, as grandparents, I think we should really instill in our grandchildren some of the great old hymns of the faith. Many of them in the contemporary music today, they don't know the old hymns. And if we could acquaint them with the hymns and actually sing together, provide the words for them, like at Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter time,
mm-hmm.
and then they could become acquainted and then tell something about the hymn writer, like Fanny Crosby. Well, many of them don't know she was blind.
Yeah.
Or Frances Hadley River Evergall.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of health issues, and yet these great hymns were penned by these people under dire circumstances.
Janet, let me have you hold the thought right there. I'm up against a break. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Last week, my wife and I had the privilege of filming our TV show inside the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder. It's one of the homes in which she wrote 4 of the 8 Little House on the Prairie books. We set up in the living room and filmed. In fact, the home is so well preserved because, well, when she passed away in February of 57, it became a museum that May. It's original furniture and original content. It's highly professional. And their museum is only 4 years old. I highly recommend anyone take this tour in Mansfield, Missouri. The media last year jumped on the fact that a library association decided to take Laura's name off of an award. Why? Because apparently now she's a racist. Well, aren't we all, if you hold to traditional values, marriage, and a Christian worldview and free market principles? Don't let the media destroy the worldview image of someone like Laura Ingalls Wilder.
In honor of grandparents, our topic today here on Crosstalk, and taking your calls. And lines are packed right now. We're going to continue on. Janet's in Charleston. And Janet, you were talking about sharing the old hymns of the faith and then getting into some of those hymn stories with them as well.
Yes, yes. And then share with them some ways, maybe at the table when you have a chance to share with your family and your grandchildren, ways God answered prayer, you know, and give scriptures about the promises that we have that the Lord gives us. It's a wonderful way to pass that on and then share that in writing when you write to them. They like to get cards and notes and so on because that isn't done so much.
Mm-hmm.
But any way to get Scripture into their hearts and lives and get their attention that way.
Thank you, Janet, for sharing.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
We have Mary Ann next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Jim. I'd like to, in honor not only my own grandparents, two of whom I did not, one I didn't get to see at all, but another was a set of poor farmers that didn't have much at all. But there's another grandmother who is a strong Bible study teacher, and that's Kay Arthur of mm-hmm. Teresa Ministries I wanted to highlight. Her teaching on the broadcast ministries for 21 and a half years has been immensely powerful, not only in my own life and conversion process, but I know in many other people's lives, too.
Sure.
And that ministry is going to end now and not going to be seen on BCY, and it grieves me tremendously.
Yeah, and Marianne, let me just say this, and that is not our decision. That is a decision by Precept Ministries. They're pulling the program from stations all across the country because they're going to a different online platform for that right now. So please know that's not a decision that happened here. It's a decision that happened in their ministry. Let's go next to Marlene in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor my grandmother, Elsie, and grandmother, Thelma,
mm-hmm.
and granddad, John Wesley. These were all wonderful Christians, God-fearing people. They did not spoil us. They taught us about God, and they taught us how to have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah.
They were very kind, very, very kind, and they taught us a lot.
Great. Thank you for calling. Gloria is next in Wisconsin here. Hi, Gloria. You're on the air.
Hi. I would like to just make a comment about how many grandparents are moving to near their grandchildren. I have lots of friends who have done that in the last few years, so it seems to be kind of the thing to do. I did it. My grandson lives down by Madison. I have three grandchildren in North Dakota. I moved down near Madison and so I can enjoy being with them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Candy is calling in from Dalton, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. This is going to be a hard one. I'd like all of us to remember and pray for the grandparents who've never met their grandchildren because of abortion. There are people out there who are hurting today.
Yes.
Because there are babies who never made it. So let's remember them and pray for them.
Mm. Thank you, Candy, for that reminder. Mm-hmm. Dale is calling from Delaware. By the way, I have a couple minutes left and a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Dale in Delaware, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Jim, and happy grandparents to you for Sunday. But I just want to comment briefly that I had a grandmother. All my grandparents were inspirational, but my grandmother on my father's side was so inspirational in her godliness and her love for the Lord and her work for the Lord, and such an influence on me. It resulted in me ultimately becoming a minister, and just thinking back over that time, she's been passed many years ago, but what a legacy left me and a heritage I have to live for.
Mm.
I'm just grateful for that. And so many of the grandparents that have brought the heritage of what this country's about.
Yeah.
Thank you, and God bless, and appreciate all you do.
Amen. God bless you too, Dale. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's see, Jeff in Albany, Kentucky, you're on the air.
First, I'd like to say I want to say that God bless you folks for your ministry and what you folks do. I love listening to your shows, and you're a blessing to me, and I'm sure you're a blessing to a lot. My point that I want to make, I guess, today really quickly is that grandparents are very important. You spoke earlier about the boomer generation. The boomer generation, we are basically the last generation of people that were expected to go to church. We were expected to be taken to church by our elders and be told things by our elders. And I think that we as grandparents in the boomer generation now have slowed down on doing that. We're not trying to instill that onto our grandchildren as much as we should.
Hmm.
And I think that's something that we really need to do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
One last call in from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And Joyce, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to tell all the grandparents, you can't start too early telling your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren about Christ. My four-year-old great-grandchild, I talked to him, asked him if he wanted to be saved and have Jesus live in his heart, and he said yes. That was at bedtime, and so we prayed, and he asked Jesus into his heart, and he never said anything else that evening to me. When he woke up in the morning, he said, "Grandma, do you know that when I asked Jesus into my heart, he just hopped right in there?"
Wow. Wow.
Yes, And he is 16 years old now, and he never misses a chance to witness.
Praise God. Thank you,
Joyce. Do not start too young.
Yeah, yeah. God bless you, Joyce. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Enjoy the show.
Great. Thank you. And certainly wonderful testimonies here today as we have this program in honor of grandparents. And I trust your heart's been warmed. I trust it's been encouraged today. Again, grandparents, continue on. Pray for those grandchildren. Pray for them. Continue to be that godly example to them. And again, I'm reminded what Josh said as he called in. Grandchildren, remember your grandparents. Honor them and go out of your way to let them know that they're loved and appreciated. In honor of grandparents, our program today here on Crosstalk. May God bless you, and have a happy Grandparents' Day this coming Sunday, and trust that you'll continue to pass that heritage on to a generation that's greatly in need. Thanks for listening to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.